Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Agriculture's challenges. The whole global landscape is in such turmoil, it's hard to predict where our ag industry's going. We'll be planting this year's crop very soon. Livestock markets, along with grain, have been erratic. USDA Ag Outlook Forum just wrapped up, and with their predictions, ag exports are to set a record of $183 billion this year. Prices now are in record territory, but the forum projects price moderation. Crop prices down, corn will go down by 45 cents to $5 a bushel, soybeans down to $12.75 per bushel, and wheat's expected to fall about 50 cents. Hogs projected to hold pretty steady, and cattle should go up a little. With the war in Ukraine and the global supply chain problems, I cannot believe that we will see a decline in livestock and grain prices. Ukraine is a big producer of wheat and corn, and with the war, will they even be able to plant this year's crop? And will they be able to harvest their wheat? The sanctions on Russia are taking a serious, costly toll on that country, and they produce 15% of the wheat in the world. Secretary Vilsack spoke, and he was optimistic. He said, and I quote, "I believe that the outlook for agriculture is bright, strong, and positive," end of quote. Well, we hope he's right. Our exports are strong, and this moment prices, they are in record territory. But let's not forget, government farm payments this year will be half what they were last year when hit by the virus, and we may not be able to sustain their good farm prices. If that is true, we need to book some of this year's crop now. I know we haven't even planted it. We still need to gamble a little. Farming is the biggest gamble there is. We can't control the weather or the market, and we certainly can't control the crazy world. We have our own challenges here at home in the United States. Inflation is raging. Just look at our energy prices, and our national debt is surging higher. We don't bring in the taxes to pay off the debt either. And I quote, "This billionaires pay lower taxes than their secretaries." Well, that's what Warren Buffett said. And Elon Musk, the second richest person in the world, he paid no federal income taxes in 2018. We need to fix our tax code. It isn't fair to our hardworking men and women. All right, that's enough for this week. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.